Shalom to all. Today we're going to talk about Mitzvah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Schos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezachar, Fine, Ruziva Gahagun, Bekarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing a person leasing a field. There's either Chachiros or Arisos. Chachiros is where there's a set payment. So he says, I'm going to give you X amount of bushels or bundles. It doesn't make a difference how much the field produces, whereas Arisos is totally in how much grows. He says, I'm going to pay you half, a quarter, or a third of the yield. So if it yields a lot, he pays a lot. If it yields a little, he pays a little. So now we're in a number of cases. The Mishnah tells us, a person is mekabel a field from his friend. This is either arisos or chakiros, and it's a beis hashlochin, which means rainwater is not sufficient. It has to be watered by hand, and it happens to have a spring, which is obviously very helpful, or it has some trees in the field, which is also really good because not much work is required. You could just pick the fruits. They're there for the taking. You don't have to do much work. And then what happened? Yavesh hamayan. The spring dried up, or the tree got cut down. He's not able to subtract from the payment. He's not able to say, well, I don't have this benefit. I now have to schlep water from a different place, or I don't have this fruit, so I'm not going to give you as much as we agreed upon. He can't do so. However, if at the beginning he had told him, I want you to rent me this beis hashlochen, this field that has a spring in it, or this field that has trees in it, then if the spring dried up or the tree got cut down, he could subtract from the payment because this was a clear stipulation from the offset that I want the tree or the spring, and since there's no more tree or spring, he doesn't have to pay him the agreed upon amount. We want to mention again with more cases. I'm Kabbal Sodom Chaviroi, a person with Kabbal field from his friend. This is specifically talking about Arisos Vahivira, and he let it lie fallow. He didn't do anything, didn't plow, didn't plant, he just let it sit. Shamanoisa, we evaluate it, Kamat Ruyalasois, how much it most probably would have produced, Vinaise Loi, and the Aris has to give that amount to the Baal Bias. And why is that? Shekach Chosevoi, because this is what he writes for him in the contract. Im Oiver Veloi Avid, if I let it lie fallow and I don't work it, Ashalam Bemetva, I'm going to pay with the very best. And this only applies to Arisos, because as we said before, Arisos and Chakiros are two different things. Arisos, the payment comes from whatever grows. And you might say, well, nothing grew, so I don't have to pay. It doesn't work like that. Since he was the one that caused it not to grow, he has to make up for that. As opposed to Chakiros, he has to pay X amount of bushels or bundles, no matter how much grows. So in this case as well, if he decided not to work it, well, that's his fault, and of course he would have to pay up. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalon Hay with more cases of Arisos and Chakiros. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.